Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about Notebook LM and its new features for studying. Let's dive in.
I'm excited. Exam season can be stressful. What game-changing updates are they rolling out?
Well, first off, they've got this awesome mind map feature. It visually connects ideas, making it way easier to understand complex topics.
So, like a visual representation of your notes? That sounds incredibly helpful for connecting the dots.
Exactly. You can zoom in on specific areas, click on concepts to get summaries. Super interactive, you know?
Got it. What else?
They've also added a direct search feature within Notebook LM. No more jumping between tabs and windows. You can find study materials right there in the tool. Super efficient.
That's huge. I mean, research can be such a time suck. Anything to streamline that process is a win, especially during crunch time.
Right. And the last big update, they've significantly improved how Notebook LM handles PDFs. Now it can understand complex PDFs, even those with images and graphs. Right. And the last big update, they've significantly improved how Notebook LM handles PDFs. Now it can understand complex PDFs, even those with images and graphs. Right. And the last big update, they've significantly improved how Notebook LM handles PDFs. Now it can understand complex PDFs, even those with images and graphs.
Wow. So no more struggling to extract information from those image-heavy PDFs. That's a game changer, especially for subjects with lots of visuals.
Totally. And they've got enterprise-grade data protection now, so it's even more secure for schools and students.
So, to recap, mind maps for visualization, integrated search for finding study materials, and improved PDF handling. These updates seem perfectly timed for exam prep.
Absolutely. They've really focused on making Notebook LM a comprehensive study companion. From gathering information to understanding it effectively, Notebook LM aims to address various learning needs.
I see. But while these updates are undeniably practical, do you think they might inadvertently encourage passive learning? I mean, could students become too reliant on the tool and neglect developing crucial critical thinking skills?
That's a valid concern. I mean, any tool can be misused, right? But I think Notebook LM's focus on connecting ideas with the mind map feature actually encourages deeper engagement with the material. Plus, by streamlining the research process, it frees up more time for actual learning and critical analysis. So I think it can be a powerful tool if used mindfully.
Interesting point. It's all about finding that balance.
Exactly. These new features really level up studying with Notebook LM. It's not just about memorizing facts anymore. It's about truly understanding the concepts.
Sounds like it. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Of course. And thanks for listening, everyone. We hope this helps you make the most of Notebook LM's new features. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.